Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:15, hot and humid today. Highs in the low to mid-90s, and it depends on how early and for how long it rains. A 70% chance for showers. Saints set to scheduled to practice outside. If you have tickets, everything's still full go. And the only way they'd cancel it or move it inside would be if there was some kind of lightning or the weather forced them to do that. They can't foresee that, so if you got tickets, I'd go and get a good spot. David Hammer joins us now, our friend, WWL-TV investigative reporter. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. What's going on?
This story, I have no sympathy, no anything for child molesters. I think they are the lowest of the low, and that's not going out on a limb to say that. But, boy, the story that you have, it tells how, well, I'll just let you tell the story of how a convicted child molester almost got out of jail and maybe still could. Tell us the story, if you will, Dave.
Yeah, this is a story that dates back to 1991. And it's a story that I think highlights how there are still these issues with our criminal justice system. It's the best criminal justice system in the world. But in terms of, you know, the rights that the accused have and the way the process works in court, but there are some major problems that can pop up. And it's not necessarily corruption. It can just be incompetence or people missing things, you know, human nature, and it causes major problems. And so this is a case where this person, Gerard Ladmereau, was accused back in 1991 of forcing a 14-year-old girl to perform oral sex. It was something where I had the records from the arrest. I went back, boxes of records, and read the whole case, and the police had this guy, and they arrested him, and the girl did what she was supposed to do in terms of bringing all of the information forward. They found the evidence at the scene, and then her mother told her to drop the charges, and her mother is passed now, but she says that she was a crack addict and had a relationship of some kind with this guy where she felt the need to press her daughter to drop the charges. So here's a case like we see with the church abuse and other cases where you have, children who are victims of sexual abuse. They have time under the law to bring these charges up later as adults. And at the time, they had 10 years from the time they became adults to bring the charges. And that was later extended to 30 years to recognize that sometimes when you're a victim of child sexual abuse, you lock these things away and then they come up later. Something triggers the memory and then they bring the charges. And that's what happened in this case. And she brought the charges in 2014. And he was eventually convicted at trial. I covered the trial in 2018, and it was very emotional, and he went to prison. Well, now it turns out, because the law that was signed by Governor Kathleen Blanco extending that deadline to 30 years after the person turns 18, because she signed that bill and then had it go into effect 2 months later, during that time, this girl turned 28, and that means that the prosecution was time-barred at that moment. The moment she turned 28, this person, Gerard Ladmereau, could not be charged anymore. They missed it. They went through 6 years of three trials and all kinds of stuff that it appears now they never should have gone through. Another victim or alleged victim came in and testified from Atlanta, and all of that was apparently for nothing. And this is where changes in laws that are well-intentioned to try to help victims, if they, you know, can sometimes have unintended consequences.
And let me pick it up here when we come back, David, because we got to take a break, and I think it's a good stopping point. You know, there's a line in this movie, Billy Budd. It's a great movie, and the guy says, "We don't have justice. All we have is the law." And this really reminds me of that, because that's exactly what we're talking about. More when we return. The system doesn't work for everybody. 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend David Hammer, WWL TV investigative reporter. The headline from his story, "Every Part of the System Failed Her." And the first paragraph, a 1991 child rape case was derailed in every imaginable way for 27 years until what seemed to be a final twist helped prosecutors send a 55-year-old mechanic to prison in 2018. But now, less than 4 years later, the case could be thrown out on a timing technicality. Now, there was a hearing, and David, we'll get back to it, the story in a second, but there was a hearing to update people Monday, correct? Or was there not a hearing? It was postponed?
There was, yeah. There was a hearing actually yesterday, and it was pushed back to this coming Monday because Gerard Wadmoreau, who's in prison at Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, was not on the Zoom call. It appears that the prison didn't get him there or whatever, because he's certainly motivated to appear and get this done so that he can get out of prison. But it didn't happen for whatever reason, so they pushed it to Monday. And the judge indicated that she's going to be willing to give another 60 days for the two sides to put together arguments for an evidentiary hearing. Certainly, from the perspective of Gerard Wadmoreau, this case is already established that he should be let out of prison because of this technicality. And I'm glad you read the first part of my story, because I think that it really drives home the point that, you know, the cards are stacked against especially child victims of sexual crimes. It's very difficult for people to come forward in the moment. And yet, even when this girl did come forward and did report it to the police, and the police were there and they did get the evidence, and it still got squashed, and multiple district attorneys, multiple attorneys on all sides failed to recognize that this needed to move forward and needed to be prosecuted in spite of what her mother said at the time. And then on the back end, when it did get prosecuted, it was, you know, snuffed out by this timing technicality that, you know, it went forward. All of those emotions, and it's definitely affected this woman's life. And, you know, they went through the pain of three more trials, and then it all turns out to be for nothing because they didn't notice that the law had changed 22 days too late for them to bring this case.
There is no presumption of innocence here at all. They got this guy stone cold. Am I right?
Well, I mean, I was at the trial. I covered it gavel to gavel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't there. And nobody other than the people who were there can say for certainty what happened. But I saw the evidence and I saw what was presented. And he was convicted based on that evidence. You know, he was convicted by a 6-member jury, which was a 6-member jury because in 1991, and here's another example of how times change and laws change. In 1991, this crime was not considered rape. Now it is. But they had to try it under 1991 rules. So it was a 6-person jury. And it was, they found, you know, unanimously that he was guilty. There was evidence put on by the police department that showed that there was, you know, evidence recovered at the scene that showed exactly what she talked about, including a knife and you know, other items that I probably shouldn't mention here. But
Well, and the other point, David, I want to get to is there was another victim as well, correct, that came in from Atlanta and testified?
Now, this was interesting because this was a woman who was allegedly raped 60 days prior to this incident by the same man at gunpoint. And that case went to trial and he was found not guilty. So normally you would think that they wouldn't be able to bring that in the current trial, but they were allowed to. And this woman came in from Atlanta and testified. And what I keep coming back to is, why would these women who have nothing to do with this guy continue to bring these charges forward for decades and decades if it wasn't something, that, you know, if they were just trying to get him? The evidence all pointed to this being legitimate, and that's what the jury found. And yet a technicality of how the law changed over the years is going to get it, so it's all thrown out. There's going to be no record of it whatsoever.
Maybe karma will come around. I don't know. Thank you, David. I appreciate your time and your work. I really do. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.